And that verse there, grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, a little quiz this morning. Who said the only constant in life is change? Have you heard that before? The only constant in life is change. Well, it's a philosopher from way back, about 500 years before Jesus. Pre-Socrates, his name is Heraclitus. He's also called the weeping philosopher. Also famous for saying this, you've probably heard this before, no man ever steps into the same river twice. He was insistent on ever-present change in the universe. Change. Time changed last week. The leaves have been changing outside. The Gallup polls on TV show that people's opinion change like pendulum swings. Sister Encarnacion on Nacho Libre, when she and her infatuated monk friend named Nacho wants to be a great La Luchador, a wrestler, when he reveals this truth about wanting the glory of being a wrestler, Sister Encarnacion says, "This too shall pass." People depend on change as if it were a constant. In our gospel today, a woman changed husbands 7 times. And some Sadducees asked Jesus, whose wife will she be in the resurrection? Although, big caveat, they did not believe in the resurrection. Jesus very decisively answers the question as if he were operating with a constant principle. Man is always wrong. Even religious people, like the Sadducees, veer from the unchangeable truth of God's word. The unchangeable truth, as if there were no unchangeable truth. In fact, every problem from beginning of time probably could be something like this, that someone thought change is constant instead of constants never change. Very, very interesting in our text how Jesus corrects the Sadducees and their false understanding that there is no resurrection by taking them back to Moses, an event in Exodus where he encountered the burning bush. What was so unique about that burning bush? Recall, it wasn't consumed. Friday night, my family and I had a little bonfire in our campfire in the back of our yard. We had some marshmallows. That's a constant at every bonfire, right? We had some chocolate, also very good, yum. We forgot to buy graham crackers. That's okay. We'll do that next time. But every 20 minutes or so, what did we have to do? Put another what? Put another log in the fire. Otherwise, the fire would go out. We had to continually feed the fire. It has to consume something. But not with Moses, not with the burning bush. The bush was not consumed. The glory and the brightness of the light extended, but the bush remained unscorched, unchanged. And there, God revealed his unchanging name. I am who I am. Tell them, throughout all generations, that is my name. It will not be something that goes away next year or changes to something else. Toys and iPods and Android tablets change quarterly, but the names Fisher-Price and Apple and Samsung remain the same. Similarly, our God's name changes not amidst many changes in our life. Constants there are that you can rely upon with every faithful fiber of your being, if you presume to be a person of faith. When God teaches something about the resurrection, there's no need to think of it as a changing truth. As surely as God's name never changes and the bush was not consumed, so also regard the resurrection of the body, this too shall not pass. I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. We confess that as part of our creeds, do we not? Unchanged. We don't change the words every week. It's the same words. I believe in the resurrection of the body, the life of the world to come. Whose wife will the woman be in the resurrection? Who cares if you don't believe in the resurrection? But if you don't believe in the resurrection, then you don't believe in the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. For, as Jesus said, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. If you don't believe in the resurrection, you will not like Jesus' answers to all your questions of life about marriage, death, divorce, aging, or infancy. Either man is always wrong and God is always right, or man is right and there is no wrong. But you will never understand Jesus because he claimed only God is right, and to prove that he alone is right, he died and he rose on the third day. And he defined marriage in the resurrection as a reality between himself and us, the church. That's the marriage we think about in the resurrection. One body, one flesh, in perfection, in perfect unity together. That marriage, that's what we think about in the resurrection. With sin and death and devil trampled underfoot. So stop thinking in earthly and unbelieving ways and start thinking and living life in the light of God's unchangeable truth. Man was created good, but man fell into sin. Man is destined for death because of sin. But God has predestined man for a resurrection through a Savior who will judge the living and the dead. He who believes lives even though he dies. He who lives in unbelief dies. You see, all depends on faith. Faith is the belief and trust in God amid many changes in life. But faith that does not change and a God who changes not results in a life in the end that is beyond belief. God told Moses, I am. Jesus told all, I am the resurrection. You cannot have one without the other. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.